The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
And tonight's show will be about frozen grapes.
Or something like that. Who knows? It could be about just about anything, because that's how we are. And we have yet to pick a show title for this evening's show, which is episode 184. Hi, everyone. This is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 184 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, July 22nd, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook. Go visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. You can also find the Joe and Anthony Show on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All, and our very own website. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, listen, just like us now, damn it. Without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
So I would try to spear the grapes with this letter opener, but it does not look very sanitary.
Yeah, so no. Unless you had an alcohol pad right there.
No, I don't have an alcohol pad right here. I have a bottle of powder, some eye drops, a USB Wi-Fi device, a container.
Does it shoot sanitizing sprays?
It shoots sprays of chemicals.
Chemicals.
I can barely read it, but I can't even pronounce it. Glycerin. It shoots streams of glycerin. I don't think that's very...
No.
I don't think it's very sanitizing.
No.
An Allen wrench, an ashtray, which has not been cleaned in a while. I don't think... I think the cleaning crew is on strike or something.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what happened. Betty either stopped paying them or...
Oh,
I don't know.
Betty's fault.
She does that sometimes. She stopped paying them last time. She told...
You got it, Anthony.
Exactly. She wasn't happy with what they did, so she stopped paying them. And I'm like, Betty, you got to pay them. Just because you don't like them, you got to pay them. If they're going to clean the studios, you got to pay them. So we're gonna have to have Betty call Dick White and see if she can get a check drawn.
Get a check drawn, yep.
Yeah, something like that. So, So we're back to normal rains. Yeah, we're back to normal rains in Florida, which is kind of nice. Now we're looking at the afternoon storms now, which makes things a little more predictable. I guess there's something off in the Gulf right now. Off of the Atlantic coast
over
Jamaica.
Are you in hurricane season now?
Oh god, yeah, we've been in hurricane season for a while.
But you know, we haven't been hearing about a lot of hurricanes.
No,
lately.
Because we're entering active hurricane season. Hurricane season begins on, I want to say, June 1st. It actually begins, and it runs till the end of November. But the active season are mostly the months of August, September, and October is when we see most of our hurricanes here. So, yeah. But back to normal rains. Back to, it looks like we got some more things. But nothing, no threats yet. And then I went to go see the new Lion King over the weekend.
Oh, is this the live action movie?
Yeah. Let me say, it is a testament to what they can do with computer aided graphic animation and our ability to do this, because it looked incredibly realistic. It did. It really did. It looked good. I did not like that. I think somewhere between the realism of it and the cartoon, I think the cartoon, I don't know. It just seemed like the live action was either darker, not necessarily darker, but I don't know. It just something about it. I found the original to be a little more lighthearted, or at least have a little bit more towards a kid's theme. This one didn't seem like a kid's movie. It really didn't. It didn't. It just
was there a lot of political current day kind of themes in it?
No, there wasn't really. Not really. Nothing more than what the original Lion King was. You know, the whole power struggle between, you know, the king lions and his brother and the hyenas. Yeah. And I mean, it was the same storyline. It was the same storyline. They changed some things here and there. But I don't know. It just, something about it was just missing as that live action animation. I don't know. Maybe it just didn't feel whimsical, which then made it feel dark. Like, really dark. Darker than, like, you know, you got your villains in your Disney cartoons, and they're dark, but they're dark, and they still kind of have a whimsical fashion about them. You look at them like, well, there could be some good in them somewhere, you know? But on the other hand, this one, it was like, there was none of that. It was a dark character, and that was it. And that's all. And I think because of the realism, you kind of are able to remove that piece of reality, or that piece of empathy, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. So that took much longer than a minute.
Sounds like you did get something out of the movie, and that's pretty cool.
No, actually,
by the way, folks, our chat room is open at
shyamp.org. Is there anyone in our chat room yet?
Big Mac and myself.
Okay, I might pop
our phone lines are ready for you too at 813-327-8566. And without further ado, let's get to Anthony's Wee Corner.
All right, yes, let's get to my Wee Corner. Okay, what are we doing? No, don't loop. Okay. So, Oregon's legal weed market is being undermined by cheap supply and a black market, which isn't that much of a surprise. This comes from Nick Robertson at Yahoo Finance. Low barriers to entry have created a supply so voluminous, there's enough marijuana to satisfy more than 6 years' worth of demand, according to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. When Oregon set up
6 years worth of demand in one night.
Oh my god, no, dude, I don't think you would be so passed out before you got to 1 year's worth of demand. You'd be like,
hey, guess who joined us in the chat room?
Who joined us? Is it Ezel? Hey, Ezel. Thanks for joining. When Oregon set its laws up, one of its primary concerns was incorporating as many participants from the black market into the legalized market as possible. So they were kind of trying to do almost like a business transfer, kind of like, well, you've been selling weed illegally all these years. Why don't we just let you sell weed legally? You know, you open a weed shop and blah, blah, blah. So in some way, I'm like, okay, maybe that makes sense, because now you're actually making a legitimate business. And, you know, but of course, unfortunately, the black market doesn't follow laws like the regulated market does. Regulated market is much more difficult. The economics have made Oregon the cheapest state to buy marijuana in the United States. An ounce of... I'm battling with the microphone. It's attacking me. Oh, my goodness. Damn.
It seems to be magnetically attached to you.
I know. This stupid pop filter. I hit it with my hand, and it hit me in the face. And then the fight ensued. Wow, we've really gone off rails, and we're only at the weed corner. An ounce of high-grade pot sells for an average of $211 an ounce.
Damn.
Compared to $326 nationally. And here in Tampa, it's about $350 for an ounce. I don't know what it is like up in Chicago. I don't know if that's...
I'm paying $280.
$280, okay, so I'm paying more than you, but it's, yeah, definitely cheaper in Oregon. As a result of the oversupply and really cheap prices, Oregon's surplus marijuana is flooding the black market in other states where marijuana is not fully legal yet. Recently enacted laws aimed at loosening marijuana restrictions should allow Oregon to expect excess marijuana to other states that also allow recreational marijuana. So that would be kind of interesting to see happen. And I think that was that went through the other, a couple weeks ago? I can't remember what legislation it was, but it's supposed to, Florida de-verticalized, which is great. And hopefully soon we'll be able to get weed to be sold, across lines, distributors across lines, state lines, because that would be so good for the industry. Because like Oregon, they have so much weed, they don't know what to do with it. Send it to Illinois, send it to Florida.
Right, but they're going to be allowed to go through the states that don't have any
Of course they can't go to this, and then FedEx it. Fly it over the states. If you fly it over the state, is it really going through the states?
Speaking of pot smells.
Pot smells. This comes from High Times from Adam Drury. The mere odor of cannabis will no longer be enough to detain and search people suspected of consuming or possessing weed in the state of Florida. Why? Because we've legalized hemp, and officers do not have the training or the technology to distinguish cannabis from its non-psychoactive cousin. Under the blanket prohibition of cannabis, many state laws didn't make a distinction between hemp and the forms of cannabis people consume for recreational and health purposes. In Florida, the legalization of hemp is causing an increasing knockdown effort. It's changing the way police enforce laws against marijuana. Miami-Dade police now need Odor Plus.
Odor Plus.
Odor Plus.
Odor Plus. Is that like grape juice?
Yeah, it's like the marijuana smell. Plus. To detain people for weed. Odor Plus includes factors like signs of impairment, any admissions or statements a suspect might make regarding marijuana, or any information or intelligence that suggests illegal activity.
So remember, folks, remember what they always say. Remember. Everything you say can be used against you.
In a court of law.
Yes.
Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun,
dun.
We have breaking news because we actually have 2 minutes until we get to Joe's
Corner. We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WED newsroom.
Today, not today. Recently on Judge Judy, I learned that a bicyclist is not a pedestrian if they are riding the bicycle through a crosswalk. A cyclist is only a pedestrian when they are walking the bicycle. When you are riding the bicycle, you are considered a vehicular device in the eyes of the law.
So are you a vehicularist?
Well, I don't think you're a motorist. You're not really a motorist. You can't be considered a motorist.
Well, you're a cyclist.
You're a cyclist, but cyclists have to follow traffic laws. If you're walking the bicycle, so if you ride a bicycle through a crosswalk against the light and you get hit, you're not a pedestrian. You're not considered a pedestrian. If you were walking the bicycle through that same crosswalk against the light, you would be considered a pedestrian.
So in this 1 minute that we have, what's your say on people who say, well, they blow stop signs because physically stopping and starting again is taxing?
Well, you know what? That's great. And when you get run over by that dump truck, then, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I mean, I don't ride a bicycle in the city because I do not, especially in Tampa. There's a lot of people. There's no infrastructure, and there are a lot of fatalities on the road each year from bicycles in Tampa. So I do not do a bicycle in Tampa. But if you wanna play Russian roulette with a 2,000 pound Hyundai or a 14-ton dump truck, then.
You might
luck.
As well keep the breaking news music open because I do have another breaking news report. kind of fits right in with my topic here.
Breaking news inside of a breaking news. A new Shyamp special. Breaking news and breaking news.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from
breaking news, breaking news
newsroom.
So, folks, I just got to say, drinking and driving, just don't.
Just don't.
Popular Chicago drag performer Bates M., who performed as Gigi Mayonnaise, has died after a pelvic surgery. However, Bates was heading to Charlie's nightclub where he frequently performed, had a head-on collision with an offender just south of Addison Street at 2:14 a.m. on Thursday morning. Offender's alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit. The offender was charged Friday with felony DUI, causing an accident with bodily harm, 2 counts of misdemeanor DUI, and traffic violations, including failure to have insurance. But get this, his bail was at $10,000, and he went free on Saturday after posting 10% of $1,000.
Wow, that's like catch and release right there for you.
Court records show that the offender was charged in 2014 with possessing more than a half pound of pot, driving without insurance, running a stop sign, and just
stop
a few blocks from Thursday's crash scene, in fact.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty fucked up. It's sad. I don't understand why people just think they can get into a car impaired and seeing double and blind, and it's like, come on.
No, I totally understand.
Stop.
I agree. Stop.
So, what do you think? Stop by now in the chat room and type them thoughts out at shyampa.org or give us a call. Yeah, just leave us a voicemail and maybe we'll play in on a future show. And that ends.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Oh my goodness, we got a ding. That's Roger's National Day Out. So then I grabbed him by the ankles.
Oh, boy.
And then, look, we're back. I'm sorry. Okay, Joe, you can do your dictionary if you want to really quick, and then
Let's
we can run
it.
Into Roger's
So
thingy.
What's better than chips, skipper, and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage.
Which he is currently looking for. He's currently
it.
Going
okay,
through the Chicago studios trying to find it.
However, folks, we've made a little bit of an alteration. I may need to readjust our intro music.
Uh-oh.
Because this word was provided.
By
our faithful user, Your Mother.
Your Mother sponsored this
word
this
is,
evening. What's the word?
Last week's word was apogee.
Yeah.
This week's word is sesquipedalian.
Excuse me? Wait.
Sesquipedalian.
Wait, what? Saskatchewan.
Sesquipedalian.
Oh, that's Italian to me.
Sesquipedalian.
All right.
Yeah. And it usually, what it means is
it's an adjective.
A person that's overly verbose.
Overly verbose. Would I be overly verbose?
We're all overly verbose at one time
Aren't
or
we?
Another.
Aren't we? Yes.
Yeah. So there we have it.
Okay.
And now for Roger's Read Out Loud by Roger.
There you go.
Hello, it's the other arsehole artificial personality unit, Roger, and well, if you didn't know it,
wheels are coming
did,
off.
Well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, today is Monday, July 22nd, 2019, and it is National Panucci Fudge Day, National Hammock Day, National Rat Catchers Day. Well, isn't
I don't think
that
my
just
grapes are frozen
cheap?
Anymore.
While Joe's off catching
my
the studio rat and Anthony hangs out on the hammock for a while, he will eventually push
either.
A quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning
that.
Wheel
that
Joe quote-unquote pulled right after pushing a button, quote-unquote, I think, no, yes, I
no,
really
no,
do.
Yes, no,
it's
no.
So Panucci, woohoo, take it away, guys.
All right, go ahead and pull them.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
Oh boy.
Damn.
you know.
I think Roger's kind of wired that to everything. So the Tampa Bay Times brings us our random news story of the night about a tune that you may be familiar with if you have children. Officials in West Palm Beach are hoping a continuous loop of children's songs played throughout the night will keep homeless people from sleeping in a city park. West Palm Joe is dancing along to it. West Palm Beach Parks and Recreation Director Leo Rockwell tells the Palm Beach Post that they're trying to discourage people from camping out along the glass-walled lake pavilion.
Okay.
It just keeps going on. And there's another one. Hold on. I'll find the other one. Let me find the other one. It's called Raining Tacos.
Raining Tacos.
Raining Tacos. So hold on. All right. So this is Raining Tacos. This is Raining Tacos. This is an ad for Ashley Holmes first. God damn you, YouTube and your commercials.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
You know, though, it's actually good dick sucking or fucking music.
Ezel has a show title, by the way.
It's just pure pleasure.
There you go. I think that's a good one, Ezel. So anyway, the loop of Baby Shark and Raining Tacos is a temporary fix to keep homeless people off of the patio. Rockwell says the city wants to formalize hours for the park, which should make trespassing laws easier to enforce. Ilya Champion tells the Post that it's wrong to chase people away with torturous music such as this, which I agree. He says he'll still sleep there, but it's on and on and on. The same song
the poor nature
of Raining Tacos and Baby Sharks all at the same time. It's raining tacos. And that's it.
Well,
back to you, Betty.
Wow.
Hey, listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shamba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Love Bull Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DeBose and the Inept Super Villains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Have an idea for a show? Call us at 813-227-8566. Be sure to visit Shamba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Back to you, Joe. Betty. Bye-bye. Out.
Well, thanks, Betty. Wow, that Florida-level heat wave last week was something special. But now it's all gone. And without further ado, it's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently a few clouds at 74 with a dew point of 51, humidity 45, winds out of the west, northeast at 18, visibility 10. Tonight, clear with a low around 63, gusty to Newsday. Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 79. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 66. And that's your Chicago weather. Now for the news.
And now for the news.
Oh, I did have it up already. You know, they just jealous they aren't the cooking channel. July 19th from UPI. National Weather Service staff in Nebraska illustrated the recent heat wave by baking a batch of biscuits inside a car. The National Weather Service in Omaha live tweeted the results as they put a batch of biscuits in the window of a car left out in the sun. If you are wondering if it's going to be hot today, we are attempting to bake biscuits using only the sun and a car in our parking lot, NWS Omaha tweeted.
Oh,
we will keep you posted with the progress. The pan reached a high record temperature of 185 degrees during the experiment, which occasionally required the car to be moved to keep the sun shining on the biscuits. The biscuits began to brown on the outside and eventually seemed done enough on the outside to try to eat after a total of 8 hours in the car. Well, you just have to check the temperature. If they're internally 300 or 100 and...
if they're internally 562 degrees.
Yeah, the workers said they were pretty doughy in the middle, but crispy enough on the outside to be edible.
Yeah, no, that's you just don't get the heat. You don't get that heat to achieve.
Well, you would have to cook it for double the amount of time, so you'd probably have to cook for like 16 hours, and
which,
that ain't happening.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right.
But next story.
Next story. Where are we at?
We're occupational hazards can be a real tick me off. July 18th, UPI.
Ooh.
A Kentucky man who experienced irritation in his eye went to an optometrist and was shocked to learn the cause. Could you imagine what it could be, Anthony?
Someone pooped in it?
Well, I suppose that could possibly transmit these things.
maybe... I don't know. Maybe he was wandering through the forest or something. He was foraging for Bigfoot.
Well, let's find out.
We'll find out. What did he get? What did he get? What happened? What's going on? Come on.
A deer tick latched onto his eyeballs.
Ooh.
Chris, who works outdoors for an electric company every day because of the high tick population this year, but he recently felt irritation in his ear after leaving a job site. Chris said he attempted to flush his eye out, but he did not solve the problem, so he decided to wait and see if that went away on his own.
Okay.
He said the irritation eventually just got bad enough that he went to the optometrist, and he said it. And the optometrist said, it's a tick!
It's
That's
a tick.
When I got scared a little bit, Chris told WYMT-TV. I leaned around and looked at him, and I asked him if he was joking, and he said, no, you have a deer tick or some type of tick. It was very little. Chris said the little tick made a little popping sound when the doctor removed it using his tweezers.
Ew!
The worker said he is now recovering with antibiotics and steroid eye drops. Dr. Piridi, an ophthalmologist blah, 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 at Buddha Krishnaraj Hospital in Fintukulak, shared video in June from an unusual case involving a 50-year-old woman who complained of tinnitus. The video ended up showing the doctor
tinnitus?
Removing...
Tinnitus?
The video ended up showing the doctor removing a tick from deep inside the woman's ear canal.
Ugh.
That's gross. This next one is real short. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
And we watch that turn. It could lead you nowhere but wit. July 17th, UPI. Ooh. A driver accidentally slammed on the gas while leaving a New York, New Jersey car wash and plunged into a nearby river. You've got to see the video. It's just so much fun.
I think I've seen that.
Shared a surveillance camera footage showing the 2002 Mercedes leaving the car wash, abruptly speeding up and plunging over an embankment into the Hackensack River. The department said the driver, a 64-year-old woman, and a passenger, the driver's daughter, were able to exit the vehicle and get back to shore without the help of a bystander. The pair were taken to a local hospital without serious injuries. Unfortunately, there's no rules that say there has to be a guardrail there, Hackensack Fire Captain Justin told WABC-TV. That's up to the property owner. But right now, we're lucky that everybody got out. We were there to respond. We got on scene very quickly, and everybody worked together as a good team. We had a happy outcome today.
Awesome.
And that's a wrap on Joe's News Source by the lovable Chip Kipper and his Crack on Crack News team. Back to you, Anthony.
Crack on Crack. Crack kills. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, the scene of the crime becomes a shrine of the movement. 50-pound turnings to pay tribute to persecuted hero. And in other news, Russia racks up another Euro court loss over gay rights. A lesbian couple sues Siberia for civil partnerships. Canadian Angelicans narrowly nixed marriage canon equality. And Martin and Bunny join the chorus of protests over Puerto Rico's homophobic and misogynist governor. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Sciampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be Saskatchewan's again in 4 minutes, right after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot.
Keep it cool, cool.
McDLT. McDLT. Hot beefy McD.
Cool crisp LT.
McDLT.
It's a good time.
Hot beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD.
Look to Jewel for big name brand bargains. Save on regular or light Kraft mayonnaise or Miracle Whip salad dressing. A 32-ounce jar is $1.99. Get an 8-ounce package of Kraft Philadelphia cream cheese for only 99 cents. And stock up on 7-Up, Pepsi, RC, or Coke. A 2-liter bottle is just $1.19. For big name brand bargains.
I'll never forget that morning. All I could think of was to reach Mr. Thomas's bake shop for one of his hot muffins with nooks and crannies and butter, and still make it to school before the switch. But that day, I would have had to pedal farther than ever before. Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
Thomas's English muffins. For over 100 years, England's breakfast tradition in America's hands.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You are tuned into Shyamba We Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it upfront. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long. 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Cheyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Ooh, good Lord. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Good Lord, sweet Jesus. That was a good hit.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue Roger.
That was a really good hit. But
that was a good hit.
Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, snacks, adult beverages, etc., 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. By the way, it is no longer moose poop season, thought you'd like to know. Take it away, the lovable Anthony, I think.
But you know, it's gonna come back again.
Well, moose poop season always comes back, unfortunately.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Alright, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently 81 degrees and mostly cloudy. The heat index is 84. The dew point is, what is the dew point? 70 degrees, humidity is 69%, visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, we should expect a 40% chance of isolated showers and storms. Should be partly cloudy with a low around 77. On Tuesday, we should expect a 30% chance of isolated thunderstorms, then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 8 a.m. Okay. Partly sunny with a high near 88. On Tuesday night, we'll see a 50% chance of showers and storms, mainly after 2 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 78. On Wednesday, 70% chance of showers and storms. All morning long, mostly cloudy with a high near 87. On Wednesday night, 80% chance of showers and storms, low around 76. And that's it for your Sciampa weather. Now time for your crazy Florida news. Yeah. So, here we go. There we go.
There we go.
There we go. There we go. The Daytona Beach News Journal brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night about making sure your kids are also living the Florida lifestyle. A Daytona Beach police officer got a tip about 8:14 last Monday evening concerning a drunk man who threw his 5-year-old son into the waters beyond a Daytona Beach pier. John, a 37-year-old Florida man from Daytona Beach, told the officer that he was, quote, teaching his son how to swim. When he waded in and tossed the boy into the waves, according to the report. A witness told police that she was with her family on the pier when John walked into the water of about 40 feet north of the pier and tossed the son into the waves. John's son was struggling to tread water and making no progress whatsoever towards the shore or his father. Another witness said she saw John leaping off the pier while leaving the child unattended in the water for about 15 minutes. John told officer, well, clearly he could swim something because it 15 minutes, he was obviously treading some kind of water.
Yeah.
John told officers that he could not think of a better place to teach his son to swim and that he was going to jail for being awesome. John was arrested by the Volusia County Beach Safety Ocean Rescue and charged with aggravated abuse of a child resulting in physical mental injuries, disorderly intoxication, and swimming within 300 feet of a pier. John was released from the Volusia County Jail after posting $1,500 in bail.
You know, your 5-year-old kid is not a frat boy.
No, I can't just toss my 5-year-old kid off of the end of a pier.
No, you might toss your 22-year-old frat kid off the pier, but not a 5-year-old.
Not a 5-year-old. John was also issued a trespass notice barring him from returning to the pier and surrounding area. The child was turned over to his mother.
This one comes from the Miami Herald. And yes. It brings us our next crazy Florida news
Thank
story
you, Joe.
Of the night.
Yes,
You're
I got a, I had a tick, I had a tickle in the throat. I had a cough a little bit. Richard, a 56-year-old Florida man from Santa Rosa Beach, was arrested on Tuesday and accused of stealing more than $100,000 in cash from multiple ATMs across Okaloosa, Bay, Walton, and Franklin counties in the Florida Panhandle. and one Alabama county, according to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Richard was a subcontracted employee tasked with maintaining and loading 42 ATMs with thousands of dollars on a weekly basis or as needed basis. The company's owners began to see a string of low cash to no cash error alerts from the ATMs under Richard's charge. An audit found approximately $102,000 missing from several of the ATMs.
Oh, boy.
This is what makes it a Florida story. A year-long investigation revealed multiple cash deposits of over $100,000 were made into Richard's bank account between January 2017 and June 2018. The source of the funds was unknown. Richard is facing a felony charge of organized fraud, but is out on bond.
I just found this money.
I just found it. It was just lying
it's
around.
True.
Only lying around.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah, I guess. Well, it depends how you define it. The Palm Beach Post blotter rounds out our crazy Florida news with some naked jiggliness. Wearing only a light-colored hat, a fat, naked man was startled when he realized a woman had spotted him stretching on the beach in the 3,000 block of South A1A. Quickly overcoming his shyness, he began walking towards the woman in all of his rotund glory. The woman said the man then began to pleasure himself and groaned while walking. She said that when she ran away to call police, the rotund masturbator ran into some nearby sea grapes. Police searched the area with negative results.
What the fuck are sea grapes?
I don't know. I didn't even bother to look it up either. So, they're grapes in the sea. In other news, a 65-year-old man was arguing with a 68-year-old man in a pool in Port St. Lucie. The younger man got out of the pool, picked up the lounge chair, and struck the older man in the head. The victim's face was covered in blood, and he had a towel wrapped around his head. He was taken by paramedics to a nearby hospital. His assailant was arrested. 65 and 68. How about that? And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyempa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyempa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
Be a part of this unique crew studio experience. Yeah. Be sure to visit us at cheyempa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Wow, your hemorrhoids are huge today, and we have a few things to talk about tonight. Ain't that so, Joe?
Why, yes, Anthony, my hemorrhoids are big tonight. I'm surprised you can see them from all the way over there.
I can see them from 1,600 miles away.
Let's see what we have here on the list. But first, Anthony, yes. I want to let you know in our special feature section that Joe is live on Facebook from time to time. Ooh. And what is Joe doing on Facebook Live from time to time? It's certainly not masturbating in sea grapes. No.
I hope it's, not.
It's playing Project High Rise. No, I'm trying out this software called OBS. It's a streaming software package, and you can stream to different platforms. But Facebook seems to be the easiest. You do have to be careful with music, and I do play Kevin MacLeod's music all the time now. Ooh, God damn, I'm gassy tonight.
Ooh. You are.
I have a lot of delicious things. I had an egg sandwich with bacon, egg over easy cheese, hash browns.
Yeah.
And then, oh God, what did I have next? Then at the grocery store, I got these granola bars.
Ooh,
some of them
granola
had peanut
bars.
Chocolate. Some of them were s'mores.
Ooh.
Then I went to the Italian bakery and I got cookies. There's only one cookie left out of all the cookies I bought. And then I've been munching on red licorice. Yeah, I should stop eating snacks right now. I'm pretty full.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and I've also been drinking this delicious peach and honeysuckle wine.
I got frozen grapes in mine.
How are those frozen grapes?
You know, it actually works
out
quite well. It keeps the wine cold without watering it down.
Oh, nice.
And then
Because they act as ice cubes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do they add any flavor enhancements or?
Not really. Not no. that I've noticed, no.
Huh. No. I wonder if you could use like frozen cherries.
You could use any fruit you want.
Frozen mangoes.
I mean, the grapes I just got because I bought a thing of grapes at Aldi this weekend. It was like a 60-pound thing of grapes for $1.69, so I had to do something with all these grapes.
Yeah.
You know.
Get yourself a little scoop, like a little mango balls. A little scoop
like
for mango balls.
Like a melon baller?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Okay.
You know, I may have to introduce these things at the restaurant. Well, I am excited that we'll be at WRFU in October. We've got our hotel
that
makes set.
Two of
We've
us,
got
definitely,
our
yes.
transportation set. I'm actually going to take an Amtrak. I'm going to kind of get to experience that. I kind of want to feel like I'm utilizing the system as well, because I haven't taken it in a long time. Yeah.
That's totally fair enough. You know, I get that. I would, but we're kind of staying way out of the city anyway, so it's, for us, it just adds like another 2.5 hours to the whole trip.
Yeah. I hear you.
It's just easier just to drive straight south.
Yeah.
So
I figure for me, too, I'm like right there. I'm right here at Union Station.
Well,
so
exactly,
it's easy
yeah.
for me to just, you know, instead of going like an extra 2.5 hours in one direction and then another 2.5 hours in another direction, plus the direction to Champaign. But I'm looking forward
to... It's like a 2.5 hour train trip, right? It's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad at all. So, plus I'll get to go to the snack car. I'm looking forward to
that. Oh, yeah, no,
that.
That's fun. I did that on my way from Massachusetts to New York over the Christmas holiday. That was great. I love the snack car. It was quite efficient. It was quite efficient the way it was
quite
set
efficient?
Up. Yes,
okay.
It was set up very efficiently. It was quite amusing.
Okay. Now, it's a morning trip, so I'm sure it's morning beverages. I don't know if I can get, like, whiskey or
how
alcohol
morning?
Or...
How morning?
Well, it's like, I think I leave like at 7 or 8 in the morning, something like
no,
this.
No, probably not. When can they start selling alcohol in the state of Illinois?
Well, at a restaurant, you can start selling it on the weekdays right at 8.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, at the restaurant, for instance, as soon as I open, I can start selling anything. If you want a mimosa, shit, I'll give you a mimosa.
What time can stores start selling liquor?
8 o'clock.
Well, maybe the train can do it. They might serve liquor at that time.
Yeah. Because then I'll be getting off the train in Champaign, and I want to kind of, like, get out of the station, maybe just have a point of reference, and then explore a little bit. Because you're going to not be there till what? I think I arrived kind of, like, around 10:45, 11.
We plan to be there around noonish.
Okay.
I mean, we're driving, so we'll get up and probably have breakfast. And we're taking the scenic route. We're not going to take the expressway.
Okay.
The husband would like to take the scenic route. He likes the flatlands. And driving from Chicago to Champaign-Urbana is definitely taking a drive through the flatlands.
That's true.
So I think he would thoroughly enjoy it. Because it's a rental car, so we don't have to worry about it breaking down.
We'll have to me and your husband will have to compare flatland picks, because I'm sure I'll take plenty of flatland picks.
Yeah, and see, and that's the thing, because you'll ride back with us.
Yeah.
See, so there you go.
There we go.
All right, so we'll be at WRFU. We're planning our world tour at WRFU.
World tour.
That should be interesting.
Oh, no. Do we have another e-scooter nightmare?
I don't know. Do we? I didn't add this.
That might have been from the last show.
I think this was from the last show. No.
So I found a piece of software for all of you. It's called Hutro for Hue. If you're a Philips Hue user, Windows 10, it's called Hutro. H-U-E-T-R-O. And it allows you to control your lights. You just connect it up to your hub, and voila.
I think we have a caller. Yes, we do.
Yay, caller.
Right, hold on, caller. I'm looking for my mouse. I lost my mouse. All right, caller, you're on the air. Hey, sounds like he's up.
Hey, Sam.
How's it going, Ezel?
Hey, what's up, Joe and Anthony? Show, man. You guys are the greatest.
I'm glad we have a fan.
The Clay people missed you last week or last couple of weeks.
I know.
Well, the Clay people were they were tuning in at the wrong time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Clay people were tuning in at the wrong time. They were tuning in on Tuesday and Wednesday, and it just wasn't working. But it's all right. It happens.
Oh, they're crazy. They're nuts. I'm telling you, they get all toked up, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. I have to tell you.
Good for them.
But anyway, hey, I heard your discussion about taking the train, man.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to run that past you guys because I know you got a field trip. You're going over to WFUK or some shit.
WRFU. You made Joe lose a snack. It's funny.
But you know what, Joe? If you like taking a train, you know, we got a train station. It's the end of the line over here in Armpit, Illinois. And if you wanted, you could probably hitch the train to Armpit, Illinois over here. And we'll send the Clay people to pick you up. And we can put you in the barn for a couple of nights. We got a nice room in the barn. You can sleep in there or whatever. And party all night long, you know, and then you can go down and see WFUK or wherever the hell you're going down there, Champaign or Canada. But anyway, run it. Think about it. We can party with the Canadian people, man. We have a good time. We got enough room here.
I know, Joe.
We got a big party with the Clay people. Yeah, we'll party with. We'll play Candyland and Atari and all that good shit. Oh, man, we'll have a good thing.
See, there you go.
Anyway, so we were harvesting bee honey today.
Man. Oh, bee honey. Well, good. How's that going?
Oh man. Ooh. I'm telling you, I don't know what it was, if it was the crazy spring or the hot weather, but, man, they manufactured the best honey I ever tasted. And
wow.
And we don't usually harvest this time of the year. You know, it's usually at the end of August. But Stonehead went and looked in one of the hives. He said, man, they got all kinds of honey in them hives. You better grab some of that.
Wow.
So anyway, this is the best station shit. But I got the Clay people working on. We're gonna make an infused
Ezel.
We're gonna make a great honey, and we're gonna celebrate January 1st, 2020. Ooh. And it'll be great. And we're going to market that. It's going to be THC honey, man.
THC honey, there you go.
Oh, it'll be great. You guys will love it. I'm gonna save you guys a couple of bottles. We're going to mix some up today and tomorrow. And I'll put some on the shelf. So if you ever come by this way, on your way to WFUK, you know, you pleasure yourself. Hey, I'll have the Clay people rub Joe with some honey, man.
Oh, boy, Joe. Oh, boy.
You'll be able to stick to the ceiling with this honey. It's so good.
There you go.
All right, boys, I just got to tell you, they did a survey and they found out that 90% of people rather sleep with their dogs than their mate. Now, I don't know how But man, I'm telling you, that's crazy. And
that is crazy.
I think the dogs are going to take over someday. You know what's going to happen? You ever watch Men in Black? That movie, Men in Black?
Yeah.
That little pug. He was an alien. He's sitting there, and he tells the Men in Black, "Hey, go fuck yourself." And I think that someday that's what's going to happen. All the dogs are going to
maybe.
Yeah, they're going to open their mouths and say, "Guess what, man? We're the real aliens, man. We've been living with you. We've been observing you." And you know what? Some of them dogs are pretty smart, too, you know, and they kind of get you scary shit that they do, you know. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
And I'm wondering where they get parts from, you know. I think they all got chips in their head, man.
Yeah, but we got to let you go because the lights are coming on.
All right, man, I'll let you. Hey, run that past yourselves. Get to fix it up about that, man. We can have one hell of a party here when you guys come into WFUK.
Okay, right, sounds like a plan, Ezel.
All right, good to hear you guys again. It was nice
you
talking
too.
To you. And I'll save you some of that hoodie, man. You'll go crazy, man.
Sounds great.
You'll love it.
Sounds
right,
great.
Boys.
Thanks, Ezel.
Hey, smoke them if you got them.
There you go. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, the lights have come on, and there's a naked fat man in the studio wearing a light-colored hat. Oh, wait, that's just my reflection in the glass. Never mind. Anyway, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe Anthony Show tonight here on Stamp Radio. Remember, all times New York time. Be sure to check out my collection of weekend entertainment with Weekend with Joe. It comes on Saturdays at 4 p.m. And then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon. Sundays at noon. And another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times New York time.
Wow. Wow, Joe, that was such a struggle. You can make your commute more commutable and less of a struggle with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Shyampa.org for a complete schedule. Oh, shit! What the hell was that?
Just keep yourself embellished in what do we like to call it?
Programming.
With added Technic Cue audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyampa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also listen on the web. Just go to shyampa.org.
Sounds.
You know where to go.
Yeah.
We've got the links everywhere. If you haven't found us by now, I don't know what's wrong with you.
That's, isn't you that know, right? Yeah, if you haven't figured it out by now, well, you just ignorant. Oh, goodness. Well, this was quite off the rails this evening. This was quite amusing.
But everything timed out well.
Everything that's because half of the damn show's automated now, so
yes,
it won't let us
true.
It won't let us produce those 3-hour episodes anymore. It's like a bartender. It cuts us off. It's like, ugly lights, you're on, you're out, 2 minutes. So anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at shyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't do the shark dance with a ATM after you've thrown your child to a pack of wolves of naked fat men on the beach while wearing a light-colored hat under the pier. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an I for Icebox.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an
this station is being used via Dolsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional background and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.